So ahead of Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, they're releasing a 13-hour audiobook of The Odyssey read by Sir Michael Caine. But not really. It's actually Mecha Michael Caine. They're going to use AI, his AI voice, to read this 13-hour audiobook version of The Odyssey. And the reactions are not going so great for them. It was announced via Variety. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Tom Hanks getting in on this too, saying that Woody in the future could actually be voiced by AI. And I have to wonder if this is another blow against animation voice actors, because you get somebody who has the right voice and then you just duplicate that voice until the end of time. But this is the original article. It said Michael Caine's AI generated voice to narrate the Odyssey audiobook ahead of Christopher Nolan movie. This comes from 11 Labs. The AI audio firm is using Caine's voice to anchor a new roughly 13-hour version of the Odyssey weeks before Nolan's upcoming film hits theaters. Released on Tuesday through the company's 11 Reader audiobook app, the new audiobook version was created entirely by AI tools, including voices on 11 Labs' voice library, along with sounds and a score generated through the firm's music generator. The firm hopes the AI audiobook serves as a complement to Nolan's film, one that lets readers catch up on the source material ahead of Nolan's epic, which is going to change the source material, obviously. But this is called cashing in. That's what this is called. Like, every time there's a movie based on a classic piece of fiction, they always re-release it with like a new cover. And then you realize like the movie version has nothing to do with the original version of it. But in this case, these AI audiobook podcast things are crazy. I get ads for these all the time. I don't know if you guys see them on YouTube, but I see them all the time. And it's all like YA slop. Like, Susie was a vampire witch queen, but she didn't know it because her mean stepsister was keeping her in the basement and her mother was a bull and they had magic powers and go to high school together. It's really bad stuff. I mean, it's really like, I don't. That's probably better than some of the plot lines of these. It's really bad stuff, but it's definitely taking over the audiobook space. But yeah, Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is also aware that Disney could just use AI to replicate Woody if he's getting too old to do the part. He said, Tom Hanks is aware that Disney probably doesn't need him to return as Woody if they want to make a Toy Story 6. He said, time's undefeated. The question would be whether or not we could cobble together some version of me. Every word we have ever recorded in time and Toy Story is on digital media somewhere, so they could put together anything in the world they want. While his brother also voices Woody in other media outside the movies, so maybe they won't have to resort to that.